You're listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring the Roman Catholic Archbishop of Singapore, Archbishop William Goh.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is true that in the world, as we read in the first reading, the world values intelligence. The world values achievements. It is important to ask ourselves, as St. Paul is asking, who are the fools in this world? For the world, they think that those who are believers in God, those who live good lives, are fools because they are missing out on so many things of life, the fun, the merrymaking. The world today underscores importance as what the archapostles that St. Paul sarcastically called them in the community at Corinth. They were boasting of their credentials. They said that they were the real Hebrews because they spoke the Hebrew language, unlike Paul, who came from a diaspora. They called themselves that they were truly Israelites, chosen people of God. And of course, we read in yesterday's reading, they claim to be more intelligent and eloquent than St. Paul. And that is why St. Paul today, he gives us the different measures of what it means to be a fool. To be truly wise is to be fools for the sake of Christ. That is a truly wise man. However, in this world, a successful man is honored. We always want to see a man we consider to be great, a model of success, by the way he dressed, by the way he speaks, by the academic degrees he holds. Even when we invite a speaker, we will always list out all their credentials. But do we really know them? Are they really successful? Are they really happy? How many truly rich people, successful people in this world, are really happy? Only those who have given themselves for the service of humanity in humility, in selflessness. Those who seek glory and honor for themselves, many of them are miserable. Not all the wealthy are happy. Many of them have many problems dealing with their wealth. Many of them are lonely. They have no real friends. But in the eyes of the public, they have to appear to be well, to be happy, so that people will say good things about them. And they are slaves to the popularity of what the world thinks of them. So, my dear brothers and sisters, some of these people can be very eloquent and prolific writer. I know quite a number of them in social media, in blogs. They present themselves to be so kind, so good, so holy, so successful. But in their own private life, within their own families, they are tyrants. They ill-treat their helpers at home. So it is important to recognize that those who are truly successful must be truly happy people, people with a good heart, people who are forgiving, people who could let go. That is why today in the gospel, Jesus warns us, do not store up treasures for yourselves on earth, where moths and woodworms destroy them, and thieves can break in and steal. But store them in heaven. Indeed, my dear brothers and sisters, the treasures of this life, our wealth, our status, our health, our external beauty, all these will pass. All these will fade. A time will come when all these things will be taken from us. These are the thieves. Time will be that thief. All those people who are waiting to take over our position, all those who are waiting to take over our wealth, they will be the thieves. And that is why, even before these treasures of this world, how many of us who have all these things of life are truly happy? There is a certain saturation point in having so-called good life, good food, luxurious living. After some time, they will not bring us any more happiness. When we get used to them, just like we get used to everything in life, then we look for something more. Truly, my dear brothers and sisters, that is why Jesus reminds us, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Today we are called to examine, what do we really seek for in life? Where our heart is. It is important, my dear brothers and sisters, to know what are those values that we should be working for. Of course, money, work, career, they are important, but they are not the end. They are means to fulfillment in life. They are means by which we can express what is in our heart. Money is good. We can use it to bring joy to people's lives, to celebrate with people, not to enjoy just for ourselves, enjoy with others. Having a good career is good, provided it is not just ambition, but really our service to humanity, where we feel that we can make a difference in the lives of others. And so it's important to examine our values. Where is your treasure? What is your treasure? If we are just like people in the world, treasure is to make more money and more money, to be successful in career, to climb up the ladder. When you reach the top of the ladder, you are there all by yourself alone, no friends, because all your loved ones have left you. You have no time for them. Too late. Too late. You know, there are many people who spend all their time in their career, in their business, and the children, the spouse, they have left him because they have lived their own life. So at the end of the day, actually really what matters? We need to see life from the perspective of eternity. That is why Jesus said, the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. So your perspective of life is very important. Worldly people, your perspective is very narrow, very earthly, very restricted. That is why they can never find true happiness. And then when they die, they'll be miserable, having worked so hard, making so much money, all you cannot take a single cent from this world. So what is the use? What is it that actually makes us happy in life? Have you ever asked? It is always beautiful memories of loving relationships. People who have worked with us, struggled with us, cried with us, laugh with us. These are the beautiful memories. It is relationship, actually, that matters at the end of the day. So don't forget about relationship. It's your relationship with your family, with your loved ones, with your friends, relationship with God. These are the things that will last into eternity. Because the bonds of charity and love, and the church tells us, will be what will last. All the other things cannot last. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us not forget to focus on building relationships, giving ourselves to people. And that is what St. Paul himself said. Precisely, he is talking about of the fact that he has truly been a servant of Christ, a servant to the people of God. And it is through all these struggles that he found boasting in the Lord, because it is the Lord who helped him to stay focused. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Shepherd's Voice, featuring His Grace, Archbishop William Goh. This podcast is brought to you by Catholic SG Radio.